Alors nous reprenons exactement d'ailleurs à l'endroit où nous nous sommes arrêtés, c'est-à-dire à la comparaison entre les peintures du Charlestown et celles de Panji Kent avec l'intervention de Madame Etsuko Kageyama, que voici, dont France Grenet me rappelait qu'elle avait travaillé à la fois sur les deux corpus hein, et qu'elle était parmi les meilleurs spécialistes en mesure de les comparer précisément. Et donc elle travaille au NARA, National Research Institute for Cultural Properties, c'est au Japon, vous avez compris. Et le titre de sa communication, c'est donc, qui sera en anglais, j'imagine, hein, ce sera donc The Paintings of the Charlestown Palace Compared with Those of Panji Kent. Voilà, please proceed.
Oh, merci beaucoup. After the excellent papers of Nikita Semyonov, Michael Schenker, and Franz Grenet, I think my paper is not necessary to read, but I will read my paper as I prepared. I also discuss wall paintings discovered at the site of Karaikavkaha 1 in the south of Shahristan village in northern Tajikistan. Karaikavkaha 1 is identified with the ancient capital of Ustrushana, the region in the south of Chach, in the west of Fergana, and in the northeast of central Sogdiana. Historical and archaeological documents show that Ustrushana is closely related to central Sogdiana in the early Middle Ages. From 1965 to 1972, the citadel of Karaikavkaha 1 was excavated by Negumatov, and wall paintings were discovered in halls and corridors of the palace complex. Oh. Their discovery drew attention of researchers on Central Asian studies. The painting of Romulus and Remus, traditional foundation myth of Rome found in corridor, is especially well known. Besides that one, paintings were discovered in the room 1, called larger hall or throne hall, a rectangular shaped room with a large niche, and the room 4, called small hall, a square shaped room with four pillars. Only recently, in 2009, an entire volume dedicated to the wall paintings was published by Sakalovsky, conservator of the Hermitage Museum. Almost at the same time, drawings and reproduction of the Karaikavkaha paintings made in 1970s and stored in the Institute of History, Archaeology, and Ethnography, Tajikistan, were published as a result of a joint project for the conservation of the wall paintings in the National Museum of Antiquities of Tajikistan, which has been carried out from 2008 to 2015 by National Research Institute for Cultural Properties, Tokyo. I would like to focus on the wall paintings found in the small hall. It is a square room, almost 10 meters in length, whose entrance faces east. In this room, all the walls were decorated with paintings, but because of the fire, most of the paintings were burnt and fallen down on the floor. In consideration of the place where each fragment were discovered, conservators tried to find an original place of the fragments on the wall. Now I will briefly explain the paintings of the small hall. I distributed a handout, maybe if you have it. Please look at the figure one of the handout. This is a reconstruction of the painting of the main wall of the room, or the wall opposite to the entrance. In the central part, we can see a large figure with dressy clothes, seated on a throne supported by horses. An arch is supported by musician-shaped pillars. Negmatov identified this figure with an ancestor of the ruler of Ustrushana, but Valentin Schroeder and Franz Grüner rejected his idea and on the ground that the figure on a horse-shaped throne was worshipped as a god in Penjikent and identified with the figure with Mithra. In the central part, we can recognize some textile motifs of Sasanian type used for a dress of the god and a covering of his throne, such as a winged horse and a duck holding a jeweled necklace in its beak. Among the numerous fragments of wall paintings from Shahristan stored in the National Museum of Antiquities of Tajikistan, we have found some fragments with a motif of Semurv in a pearl roundel and of three leaves. Unfortunately, we have no information in which room these fragments were discovered. Textile with a motif of Semurv are depicted in the Afrasiab painting dated to the middle of the 7th century. Both sides of the central part are divided into three layers, and epic narratives are depicted in each layer. As you can see in the figure 2, 3, 4 of the handout, right wall, left wall, and both sides of the entrance were all divided into three layers. Upper part, lower part, and in between part of these three layers are decorated by different kinds of ornamental friezes. So far, I read my paper as prepared. So far, the pictorial narrative of the small hall have not been identified. Here, we confine ourselves to observing that the hero is a king or general riding on a chariot drawn by a winged blue horse with white dots, and that he appears at least five times in the hall and fight against a group of the devil. Some of devils are depicted with demonic features, such as hair in the shape of flame, skulls on the forehead, and turn-up fangs, and the others are depicted in appearance of a normal warrior, but showing his demonic features with turn-up fangs. It is also impossible for me to find which is the first scene of the narrative. All I can do is to guess the sequence of scenes in each layer. From the direction of the chariot, in the lower layer, the chariot goes from right to left, which suggests that the narrative goes from right to left, while in the middle layer, the chariot goes from left to right, which suggests that the narrative goes from left to right. There is one scene that is against this rule. On the reconstruction of the painting of the right wall, one chariot is going to right, and just behind it, another one is going to left. However, if the drawing of the second chariot published by Sokolovsky is correct, it should have been depicted not in the middle layer, but in the upper layer, as the ornamental frieze in the lower part of the drawing is that one. It's the one that should have been painted between the upper layer and the middle layer. Now, I will attempt a comparison between the paintings of Shahristan and those of Penjikent. Penjikent is situated in the left side of the Rafshan River, 60 kilometers east of Samarkand. The site of Penjikent is identified with the ancient capital of Maimurg, one of the districts of Sogdiana. Archaeological research for more than 70 years has revealed various kinds of wall paintings from the building of the palace, temples, and residences from the 6th to the middle of the 8th century. Comparing with the Penjikent paintings, I will try to characterize the paintings of Shahoristan Palace in the history of Sogdian paintings. In Penjikent, a palace complex has been unearthed in the citadel. It includes one rectangular-shaped hall with a large niche and two square-shaped halls with four pillars. The function of these two types of hall is assumed to be the same as that of the large hall and small hall of the Shahoristan Palace. In the rectangular-shaped hall, some fragments of painting were unearthed, and they seem to be a part of a composition of painting produced for purposes of propaganda of Devastich, ruler of Penjikent and a pretender to the throne of Sogdiana. Unfortunately, paintings were not discovered in the square-shaped hall, so it is impossible to compare the paintings of the small hall with those of equivalent hall of the Penjikent Palace. As mentioned above, on the main wall of the small hall of Shahoristan, we can see a large figure seated on a throne below an arch supported by pillars. This reminds us of the typical representation of god or goddess in private houses of Penjikent. This type of composition is thought to represent the inner sanctum of a Sogdian temple, where an idol of a god or goddess is enshrined under an arch-shaped niche. According to Boris Marshak, the composition with three layers is attested in a reception room of five private houses in Penjikent. One is dated to the 7th century, and the others are dated to around 740. In the small hall of Shahoristan, there are so many depictions of weapons and armors. The recent publications of detailed drawings and pictures enable us to examine the types of weaponry used in pre-Islamic Central Asia. Images of a king or a general, as well as weapons and clothing depicted in the small hall of Shahoristan, are quite similar to those represented in a reception hall of a private houses unearthed in Penjikent, such as room 1 of sector 6, room 1 of sector 21, and room 50 of sector 23. Walls of three rooms are covered with scenes of epics and are dated to 740s, the last period of the city when many houses were repaired. For example, the left side figure is a king or general depicted in the small hall, while the right side figure is a king or a general depicted in a private house of Penjikent. The position of arms, especially that of the right hand holding a scepter, is identical. Their clothing is similar in design, V-shaped decoration in front of the short court, and a circular edge of at its lower end. Depictions of a chariot drawn by a winged horse or a boar, as well as a spear with a flag and a headgear in the small hall, are also very similar to those depicted in the reception halls of Penjikent. In my article published in 2015, I have examined a change of suspension systems of daggers and swords in pre-Islamic Central Asia and supposed that the suspension system of daggers were changed from a scabbard slide bridge-like mount system into a two-point suspension system during the Heftalite period from the middle of the 5th century to the middle of the 6th century. However, there are some evidences that the scabbard slide system was known or used in Sogdiana even in the 7th and 8th centuries. One group is those depicted on the south wall of Ambassador's Room in Afrasiab, dated to the middle of the 7th century. The other group is those depicted in the small hall of Shahristan, as well as those depicted in the above-mentioned pictorial epics from the private houses of Penjikent, dated to 740s. And the second group is different from the first group in that a pair of rings is attached on each side of bridge-like mount, and that a strap is passing through the scabbard slide and two rings. It seems that a bearer can change the position of the sword by adjusting a strap. The second group can be considered as an improved version of the scabbard slide system, which could have been introduced in Sogdiana around 740s. Clothing of figures depicted in the small hall of Shahristan is different from the traditional type of outer clothing of the Sogdians, that is a long kaftan with an opening in front. Clothing of figures in the small hall is another type of kaftan, which has no opening in front but was pulled on over the head. Chinese documents mention this type of kaftan as the outer clothing of the Sasanian Iran. All the edges and shoulders are rimmed with fabric of another pattern. The same type of kaftan is worn by characters in epic narratives represented in reception halls of Penjikent, dated to 740s. It is worth mentioning that in self-portraits of Sogdians painted in the same period, they are dressed in traditional type of kaftan. Further research is necessary to understand why the clothing of figures in the pictorial narratives in Shahristan and Penjikent are different from traditional type of Sogdian clothing. Among the paintings from Penjikent dated from the 6th to the middle of the 8th century, pictorial narratives depicted in a reception hall of private houses in 740s are most similar to the painting of small hall of Shahristan in the composition of paintings and in the type of weapons and clothing. Remarkably similar way of depicting a general or king holding a scepter in a cross-legged position, armors and weapons may relate to the model drawing shared by painters of Penjikent and Ustrushana around 740, or it is also attractive to assume an immigration of painters from Penjikent to Ustrushana, the region where the traditional life and culture survived longer than central Sogdiana. Thank you very much.